time now for Cuz Radio.
What up, Cuz?
Deshaun Jackson gets a block. Are you kidding?
Talking with the Cuz.
Yo, Cuz, how you doing?
Stairs rips one into the night.
Stolen by the doctor. Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rocks the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
Look, Cuz, don't even try it, okay?
Now here's Anthony Gargano.
Why don't you get the hell out of here, Cuz?
Afternoon. Oh, Jesus, what do? Good morning. Good afternoon, everybody. Wow. What an interview. I got to get right to it. What an interview. Mikey Miz had Daryl Morey on, and what an interview it was. It was completely captivating. Daryl Morey, I felt great that he is on this wall. Right? I thought, great that he's in charge of the situation. I agree wholeheartedly with the Sixers' tact. I think it's the right tact. I love how forthright he was. I thought Mike was excellent in asking all the right questions and really boring deep with this thing. It was a great interview. Compelling radio. And I tell you, I thought, I felt good. Right, it's an untenable situation. Right, it's not a good situation, and I don't, think it's going to be resolved anytime soon. But I love what the Sixers are doing. I think it's the right thing for the Sixers to say, "Hey, Ben, we're here when you want to come back. Like when you grow up and you decide you want to play basketball and be a mature adult." You know what? We're here for you. We're not going anywhere. Like, I think that's exactly the right tact. Because he said it, and we're going to play the cuts coming up. But he said it. He said, we're not a better team by trading Ben Simmons for a bunch of role players. Sending it, and the same question I had Daryl on to start at the media day, and I asked him the same thing. Are you going to trade Ben Simmons for, basically pennies on the dollar, right? And he said, no, we will not. And he doubled down today in a big way with Mikey Miz. I thought it was incredible. Look, he knows that they're a good team, man, right? But they can't, not in good conscience, they cannot acquiesce to Ben Simmons. You can't do it. You have to be, you got to be strong in this thing. You got to be diligent in this thing. And you got to have gumption, wherewithal. I love the, Daryl said, I'm not trying to spin your audience. And look, obviously, the Sixers have their own agenda and they need to. And I thought his tact was stone right. I thought it's exactly what they need to do. Look, they're a better team with Simmons. That's the truth. We all know that. In lieu of Simmons, they need to be able to move Simmons for a piece that's going to help them win. That's the bottom line. That's what Daryl Morey's saying. So the bottom line is this. Like he said, if it takes 4 years, it takes 4 years. They are not going to acquiesce and cave. They can't cave. They can't do that. You have to be resolute. You got to be strong here. And you got to stand your ground. You cannot let him dictate this franchise. And that's what would happen. If you just let him go or pay him, what'll happen is he won't play. If you pay him, he's content not to play. He's going to cash his check. And he's going to live his life. You can't pay him. The only way you can handle this situation is say, hey, Ben, we're going to be here. If you want to play ball and act right, well, then please come aboard. We'll welcome you back with open arms. If not, then we're going to suspend you, fine you, and you're not getting paid because that's the bottom line. And we're not going to trade you for anything less than something of merit that can help us win. Look, He told, this is no different than what Daryl Morey told Rich Paul 2 days after the Sixers lost to Atlanta Game 7 Father's Day. You know what he told him? He said, listen, when Rich Paul said, we'd like a trade, fine. You want a trade? Get us a player of note. Get us somebody that's going to help us win. You get us somebody that's going to help us win, and we'll make a trade. But until that happens, he's a Sixer. So either he comes back, increases his value, and that would really, I think, if he came back and played well and did what he was supposed to do, maybe that hastens the move. All right? If he really is that steadfast of getting out. But we know what this whole deal is. It's going to wait now. We're going to wait until either he wakes up or somebody shakes loose. There's a GM who's got a problem of a good player who wants out, and the Sixers can make a move. That's it. And I do agree with him when it comes to the unification of the Sixers and of the team. It's not a distraction. Like, I agree with one thing he said about distraction. It's not a distraction. Listen, when you get ready to play a game, you're getting ready to play a game. Who cares afterwards that the media is asking about Ben Simmons or, you know, shoot around, whatever. We're going to go play a game. In fact, the guys that are there, the guys that are playing together, that have banded together, right, that makes them closer. That just unifies them. I agree with it. You think Joel Embiid is unified with his teammates? Because I do. I saw it last night. I think Tobias Harris and Joel Embiid, I think they want to show people that, look, we're not going to let one guy derail what we're trying to do. Joel Embiid wants to win a title. I believe that. And I believe Tobias Harris wants to win a title. And I think they're not going to let one guy derail them. They got a lot of nice role players, the Sixers do. I agreed with what Daryl said about his own role players. They got good role players. Yo, Drummond, you know, Drummond is a terrific backup to Embiid, much better than Dwight Howard. We saw it last night, 17 rebounds in 19 minutes. That was a terrific performance, right? Like, that was a terrific performance. So they got role players. What they need is one more all-star caliber player. That's what they need. That'll get them over the top. So I applaud Daryl Morey, and I applaud the Sixers' stance. And this is not a time to get petty. Oh, go away. We'll just pay you and go away. Because you know what's going to happen? That doesn't hasten the trade. All right? That doesn't push the whole thing. You think Ben Simmons has the resolve to not get paid? He just purchases an $18 million house in Hollywood Hills. He's already got two up here up for sale. The season's going on, and he's not going to play. What do you think he's going to think? And those checks stop. That's a big business he's running. A lot of people on the payroll. He's got a lot of expensive items. I'm telling you, it's the right move. All right, Tyler. Good afternoon, Tyler.
Yeah, good evening to you as well. This has been a fun
what
day.
What a day. Yeah, how about that? Was a great interview.
Oh, fantastic. I thought Mike did a great job.
What did you think of what Daryl Morey said?
Honestly, I have no problem with it. I think that it was you know, kind of spot on. And as you kind of alluded to in the beginning of the show, this is a perfect spot for them to kind of dig their heels in a little bit and say, hey, listen, we've kind of budged enough for you. We're not budging any further. And at the end of the day, this is a business for us, and it's our livelihoods on the line. And therefore, we're going to do what's best for our team and what's best for us to make this situation as palatable as possible.
Yeah, I thought he handled it like a leader, like a true CEO would handle it. And that's how you have to handle. You can't be. Look, Ben Simmons is being a baby, being sophomoric, right? We know it's not. You can't go down to that level. You can't stoop to that level. You got to handle this in a dignified, business-like manner. So, hey, Ben, you know what? If the off chance you decide that there's an epiphany and you want to play, come back and we'll hug it. We'll hug it out. We'll hug it out, Ben. In that case, if you have an epiphany, come on back. We will welcome you back. That's the right thing to say, Tyler.
You know what I always felt strange, too, was in a situation like this, because he's not the first person to hold out and request a trade, and he won't be the last. In a situation like this, I always felt the best way to get what you're looking for and to get out of the situation that you're a part of is to go out, play well, make yourself enviable, make the other teams envious of the situation and you being on another team, and therefore forces them to say, man, we really want that Ben Simmons guy, and we want him on our roster, and he's going to make us better, and now we're going to make a move for him. And that, to me, is the quickest way to get out of town, would be to just, you know, kind of go out and play at a high level, and play at that level that we've asked for multiple years, and then if you get a trade, you get a trade. See, you know, out of sight, out of mind for us as Sixers fans.
Yeah. Yeah, that's exactly right. That's exactly right. All right, hit me with a couple of cuts from Daryl Morey. In case somehow you just got in your car, you were working. You know, there was a report that said by Shams that said that Simmons not going to play for an extended period of time. Well, I mean, we know that, right? Like, we already believe it. Unless there's some sort of sudden change of heart, which he did not exhibit any of that behavior over the course of the week. He's not playing for a while. So Daryl Morey's on with Mikey Miss, and here's what he had to say.
You're going to think I'm kidding. I'm not. This can be 4 years. We're in the prime of Joel's career. Either Ben Simmons playing well for us, who helps us win the championship, or we have to get back a difference maker for Ben Simmons, or this could be 4 years from now, and we're still like, hey, we took the best shot at it we could. This could be 4 years. This is like every day we're going to expect Ben Simmons to be back here, or we're trading him for a difference maker. There's no other outcome that doesn't materially hurt our chance to win the championship in Joel Embiid's prime.
I mean, think about that for a second. Now, what I loved what Daryl Morey said was the fact, and this is where he was kept it real, right? Like, because there's been, I remember Charles Barkley getting traded for Andrew Lang, Jeff Hornacek, and Tim Perry, all right? Not even picks, not even young players. You know, it was a package of crap, a package of garbage, all right? You can't win like that. And Daryl Morey told you this. He doubled down. Here's what he had to say.
My job is to give Doc Rivers and Joel Embiid and Tobias Harris the tools to have the best chance to win the title. The reality is we have a very good team, 1-15. We have good role players. We have guys around Joel Embiid and Tobias Harris who can win at a very high level. Ben Simmons is a difference maker. I know, you know, right now there are people who are down on Ben Simmons, and there are good reasons for that, I think, from multiple perspectives, both on the floor and off. But the reality is this guy is a multi-time All-Star who's one of the most impactful defensive players in the league. This is a very good player. And to give ourselves the best chance to win the title, you need difference makers. You don't need role players. Right now, any sort of trade, which obviously Ben Simmons wants, the best thing we can do is get role players back. That makes no sense. That will give us no better chance to win the title if we were to move Ben Simmons for role players. So people should buckle in. I mean, this is going to go a long time because my only job is to help us give the best chance to win the title. Ben Simmons is a difference maker, so if we can get him back, he will help us win the title. If we can trade Ben Simmons for a difference maker, we will do it. I think that's best for everyone in this situation.
Now, that, to me, is the exact way to handle it. All right? That's how you're supposed to handle it. You can't accept anything less than that. He's right. Anything less than a star back in return, you have no chance to win. You have no chance to win. And this whole thing, look, Daryl Morey is a wealthy guy, all right? You know, he loves ball and the whole thing. He came here to be president. He came here to win, all right? He's a bright man. He came here to win, all right? This whole group needs to win. And this situation unfortunately hits us. You got to be able to navigate it. And that means you got to wait it out. All right, let's get some phone calls. Brad's going to join us at 6:30, bottom of the hour tonight. So we'll talk to the big brain and get you winners for tonight's action, right? We got the football game. Browns are banged up, but it looks like Jarvis Landry is going to play, so that's going to help Case Keenum. When last, remember Case Keenum? Last time we saw him, the Eagles were beating them on the way to the Super Bowl when he was quarterback of the Vikings. So we'll give you picks for tonight's football game, the NBA, NHL, and, of course, the weekend in college and the NFL. That's coming up at 6:30. But I want to get some of your phone calls here. Let's go to Sean. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Hello, Sean.
Hey, Anthony. It's Father Sean from Parksburg.
Hey, Father Sean. How you doing, buddy?
Good, buddy. Good. Saying some of the Venus for our Philadelphia sports fans. I want to ask the Pope for a
Yeah, we need it.
But anyway, you mentioned Case Keenum there. You took the words out of my mouth. I was thinking about that. You know, last time I heard that name, we were beating them. That was a great game against Minnesota that year. But anyway, I totally agree with you on, I think Daryl Morey has given me a lot of hope today. Just as the Sixers gave me hope last night, seeing them playing. I mean, I'm not one to think that, you know, we're going to just win everything like Korkmaz and these guys are going to do it every night that way. But it's encouraging to see how they're working past and through this whole thing and staying focused. And I love what Morey had to say today. I think he laid down the gauntlet about, you know, I don't think it's literally going to go 4 years, but he's saying, hey, we're going to take as much time as we need. And the other thing about him saying, we're not just going to get role players here. We're going to get people that are going to make a difference. I was very encouraged by that interview, and I think he, like you said, he also played everything else. He took the high ground. He didn't want to, like, talk down Simmons. He wanted to take the high ground, make sure that it didn't sound like he was devaluing him or anything like that. I thought that the interview was very encouraging today.
Yeah, I agree, Father Sean. Wholeheartedly, buddy. Keep saying those novenas, would you?
I will. And I didn't Thanks, forget brother. About the sausage either. I want to get that down to you. We got an event coming up. I had to make a bunch of it, so I'm gonna batch that out for you.
You're the best, brother. God bless you, Father Sean. You're the best, buddy.
All right, buddy. You take care.
Let's go to Jay. What's happening, Jay? What's going on, buddy?
Hey, what's up, man?
How you feeling, brother?
Hey, pretty good. Pretty good. You know, I'm trying to understand this Ben thing, but the thing is, you know, I in order for me to really look at it, you know, I had to look at it from his perspective. But let me say this. If I'm Ben, this is kind of what I think he's saying. You know, he's saying basically, I don't believe you guys are throwing me under the bus. You know, I helped this team get to where it's gotten, you know, over the last couple of years, had you with the best record in the East last year. I played.
How did they throw him under the bus, Jay?
What'd you say?
How'd they throw him under the bus?
Well, Doc Rivers saying that, you know, I don't know if I can win with this guy.
He was asked the question. No, but come on, you really think that's throwing him under the bus? Because I don't. He just said, the question was, is Ben Simmons a championship point guard? And he went, I don't know. And you know what? I don't know either. He's been asking him to put the work in. That's not throwing him under the bus.
You and I are on the same page. And what I'm saying is from Ben Simmons' perspective, he's looking at it from a perspective of look at all of what I've done.
Yeah, he's looking at it from a perspective from a petulant child. Yeah, but he's looking at it from a perspective of a spoiled dude.
I'm not arguing that point.
You know what I mean? Like, you know. I don't know why. Like, honestly, I can't look at life through his eyes, and you can't either. You know why? Because you don't got $170 million in the bank.
But in order to understand why he's acting this way, Ant,
you can't understand it.
Take a minute or two to try to look at it.
No, it doesn't hold water. The only way you could understand it is if you were told yes in everything you did, and people bowed at your feet and threw rose petals your whole life. Well, I guarantee that ain't the case for you.
I hear you, but I'm just looking at it like, okay, why would he come up with this type of attitude?
Because
when I look back on a lot of things,
you know why?
Embiid was out half the season, and Ben was there.
You know, he locks up the other team's best guy defensively. Homie.
Come on, bro. I mean, seriously, Ben missed a good portion of the season last year, too. You don't remember after the All-Star break? He missed 3 weeks. Stop. I mean, Embiid had an MVP year. He finished second in the MVP voting.
Embiid, but I'm just saying, and I hear
come
you.
Come on, man. This is nonsense. I dig it. I can't even entertain it. Yeah, I can't. Sorry, brother.
We don't want to. We don't want to because we don't
no,
like
No, it's not about want to. It's about right and wrong. That's what it's about. It's not about a purview. It's about right and wrong.
Well, and to me, I look at Kawhi Leonard when he did the
forget about Kawhi Leonard.
He's
not germane.
James Harden last year.
What does it matter? James Harden had 1 year left on his deal. Simmons has 4.
And they force themselves out of these towns that they don't want to play anymore.
Is that good?
What'd you say?
Is that good?
I hate it.
Is that a good thing?
I hate today's basketball, but I watch it because I love basketball. I hate these guys that play today.
I know. Listen, that's my point. I don't understand why you're even entertaining it. It's flat out wrong.
I had to look at it from his perspective.
I don't know why.
Even though I don't like it, I still have to look at it from his perspective.
Yeah, I disagree with that you had to do that. Because I don't think you're an entitled dude. I think you grew up in, I don't know, Mount Airy, wherever. Well, that's where you're calling from now. You grew up tough. You grew up, nobody handed you anything.
Nothing.
Exactly. That's my point. So it's impossible because you understand it. Jay, I love you, man. Be safe. All right?
Okay, man.
See you. Will, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Hello, Will.
What's up? What's up, Ant?
I
Will, man, I always talk to you about basketball.
Yeah, Will. I love you.
Yeah, I mean, what Daryl Morey said today when I listened was the truth, man. He's just speaking the truth. Like, Ben, I mean, not just Ben, but players in the NBA have all the power and they just can't win. Like, we just can't let this thing go away like this and just say, well, we'll give them for a bag of chips and, you know, some popcorn.
Right.
Like, no,
right.
Man. Like, like, this dude should be, like, I work, well, I told you I work, I'm a bus driver, something, like.
Yeah, I know.
Our contract is going to end soon, and, like, we have to work. I have to work hard for my family. Like, I just can't say I want to, you know, quit or, you know, because Septa's not going to hear that because they can replace me anytime they want. But I don't have the opportunity. But then, like, this guy got God-given talent, man. Like,
and
wow.
There's a responsibility. You know, when you are given those gifts, there's a responsibility when you have them.
Yeah, I don't know if you heard what Jason Kelce was trying to, like, tell
Ben. Yeah, I heard it. We talked about it on the show today.
Yeah, it's like, man. I mean,
straight up, man. Jason Kelce giving you.
Yeah, Jason Kelce, like, we.
Straight up,
us
giving you wisdom.
Philadelphians, man, we work hard to have entertainment. Like, I work hard to go to a game, to watch players play. Like, all we ask you to do is do your job, man, and do it to the best of your ability. And we'll love you. We don't, you know, throw batteries or boo you or hate you. But if you have, you know, half-ass doing it, man, like, we ain't accepting that. That's, you know, unacceptable.
I know.
I never had anything given to me, man. I worked hard all my life.
I know. That's what I'm saying. That's why I try to tell Jay, you know, there's no entitlement. You know, nobody was born on third base. Very few people in Philadelphia were born with that kind of talent and never knew anything other than yes, because you were some child prodigy who now could make, you know, hundreds of millions of dollars.
Yeah. And give me another point. The CBA, like, Ben doesn't understand, like, he's really hurting players now in the league and future players coming out. Like, this dude, like, the owners and the GMs are watching this guy every day, and it's not going to help. The next CBA, he's like, I don't want to say he's going to be the enemy of the state.
Yeah, no, I hear you, man. No, listen, you're right, Will. I mean, in a big way. Listen, have a great night, buddy. Always a pleasure, Will. All right, we got to take a quick TO. We'll come back. Brad's going to give you some winners, all right? He and I will suss it out. Did pretty well last week for you. We'll try to do it again. So you don't want to miss all of your games. Now remember, we're at Parks Casino Sportsbook, so any of the games, download the app right to your phone. It's awesome. In fact, last week we had the 50 Eagles plus 50, which was an incredible special. They do a lot of the specials here at Parks, all right? So make sure you have that app on your phone. Download it. In fact, right now you sign up, your first bet risk-free up to $500. Website's got the details. Check it out. ParksCasino.com/PA. Promo code Fanatic. All right? You're going to be in PA. Going to be 21. Gambling problem. Call 1-800-GAMBLER. We're going to come back. We'll talk to Brad. We'll get your picks for the week, for tonight and the weekend. You don't go anywhere. It's Cousins Corner live from Parks Casino Sportsbook.
97.5 The Fanatic.
All right, 6:30, lots to cover. Cousins Corner live from the Great Parks Casino Sportsbook. We love it. Download the app right to your phone, parkscasino.com/PA, promo code Fanatic. Risk-free bet up to $500. Got to be in PA. Got to be 21. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. All right, we're going to go through all the games. We got, we're going to go quickly, right? We got college. We got the NFL. We got baskets tonight. All right, tomorrow night. And checking in with us, my main man, every Thursday, you know, and you can check out the podcast as well. He is the big brain, the betting analyst here at Parks. Brad Feinberg. What do you say, Bradley?
How are you this evening, my friend?
Good, big brain. Real good. Are you ready for another big night of sports?
I can't wait. I cannot wait. Excited that basketball is back.
I know you are. You're a hoop head, too.
I am, and I was really, I got to tell you, Anthony, I'm hoping that the Sixers pull, like, remember the movie Major League with Charlie Sheen? I hope they pull that with Ben Simmons. You know, just to say, you know.
Did you hear Daryl Morey on with Mike Miss earlier today?
I heard he was on. I didn't get to hear it. Tell me what he.
Well, the best is he said, listen, we're not going to trade him for role players. We're not doing it.
Good.
And he said, you know, this thing could linger. He goes, buckle in because this thing's going to linger. He said, I don't care if it lingers 4 years. We're not going to give in and trade Ben Simmons for you know, a bunch of role guys. We have role players that we like. We don't need more. We need a substantial all-star player.
I love it.
Yep.
I love it. Yep. I'm really glad to hear that he's taking that approach, and, you know, I think that's awesome.
All right, buddy. Let's get to it. Let's start off tonight. Football. Browns? How about this game? Browns and Broncos. The Browns don't have Chubb or Hunt or Baker. Now, it is interesting because they get Jarvis Landry back, and Case Keenum is not terrible. How are you looking at this game tonight?
Yeah, no, he's not terrible, Anthony, but look, again, I the only way I can look, and I got to be honest, is the Denver side. Now, I know Teddy Bridgewater has not really looked good recently, and Denver, after a great 3-0 start, he's really not played well at all. But I just cannot get myself to back Cleveland here. They're so banged up, so many injuries. I think this is a very close game. I'll tell you what I did bet. I think it's a great prop, especially in a low-total game like this. I bet the biggest lead in the game to be under 14.5 points. It's a low total and a low spread. So I think that one of these chances getting big margin is rather unlikely. So I bet under 14.5 for the biggest lead in this game. I think this game is going to be close, Anthony. Wouldn't be surprised if either team won it. I think it's going to be low scoring. And again, I could see a lot of rushing attempts for, both, Melvin Gordon and Javonte Williams as well. Just because, again, I don't know how much you're going to want to trust Teddy Bridgewater in this one.
Yeah, I hear you. And it's probably a prudent way to approach it. I oddly like Cleveland, but, you know, that's just because I think there's value. Because I think Keenum is not horrible.
No, he's not. He's not. He's not horrible. He's not horrible. That is fair.
All right. What about NBA? Fill me in tonight. A couple TNT games. Dallas, Atlanta. We can see Luka tonight, and Golden State and the Clippers.
Yeah. Look again. Some great matchups. Look, I'll start off in the Atlanta game. A couple props, which I really hit, which I think have huge edge. John Collins. Under 8.5 rebounds, Anthony, this bet won about 75% of the time last year. Again, as long as Clint Capella was playing, Collins' rebounds were miserable, way down. 8.5 was way too high of a number. And also, Kristaps Porzingis over 17.5 points, very much a winning bet. Luka Doncic over 7.5 rebounds, 60% winning bet. Kristaps Porzingis over 7.5 rebounds, about a 66% winning bet, Anthony. Those were all terrific plays. If you're looking for a side in this one, look, I think it's going to be a great game. I would lean towards the Atlanta side. I think Atlanta has a very good roster. I also took DeAndre Hunter over 12.5 points as well. He averaged 15.5 last year. But I would be on the Atlanta side, and I bet all those props I just mentioned to you.
All right, wow.
And in the Clippers, I bet Terrence Mann over 1.5 assists, getting big juice. He's going to play a lot of minutes for this Clippers team. I expect him to get, I would have made that number actually closer to 2.5. And Paul George, 8.5 rebounds. Anthony, he averages about 6. 8.5 was a horrible number. Love 8.5 rebounds, Paul George. That bet won over 80% of the time last year. Kawhi Leonard wasn't a huge rebounder.
No, not at all. No, I agree. The other game's a good game, too, to be honest with you. Miami, Milwaukee.
Great game.
Miami's a favorite. I come back with Milwaukee as the dog.
Well, Anthony, I got to tell you, and again, like especially in a game like this, I'm going to disagree with you here. Without Drew Holiday, who was a spectacular
player. Remember Sacramento, do I need to say that? The other night, Sacramento outright against Portland.
Yeah.
Well, you fooled me on it.
Drew Holiday, very, very well said, my friend. Very well said. You're 100% right. You're 100% right. But Drew Holiday, I just think that's a very big loss for them in this game.
Yeah,
and he's such a great defensive player. And I would be on the again on the Miami side. And I love again Tyler Hero. I talked about my favorite bet of the year.
Yeah,
Tyler Hero
to win
Sixth Man of the Year at 14-1 odds. I bet Tyler Hero over 2.5 assists. Again, this was a bet that won 70% of the time last year. Tyler Hero over 14.5 points, won about 55% of the time last year. But again, no Kendrick Nunn this year, no Goran Dragic. I'm expecting much more Tyler Hero this year. So those were two prop bets I really like in this game. But I like the Miami side. I think Miami is a good team. And without Drew Holiday, again, that's one of their three amigos. So to me, I'll just take my chance with Miami. If Drew Holiday was playing.
No, this is a great point. Listen, I won't stand in your way. I think, and you know what? The Drew Holiday piece is a really, really strong piece. So, you know what? That's a good one. I'm not going to fight you on that. Let me ask you this. Tomorrow night, Sixers Nets. Any vibe for tomorrow night? You saw both teams play.
Yeah, I mean, look again. I'm from a Sixers point of view. Look, you know, I was encouraged what I saw last night, Anthony. Like they, you know, look again. I know it wasn't a great opponent or whatnot, but they still look. They played a really good game, and I was happy with what I saw. And again, I do think they're going to have some success. But obviously, the Nets are, you know, they're going to be a tough team this year. And they look emotional night, obviously for Milwaukee, and they played a really good game against the Nets last time, and Milwaukee played a really good game. But in that game, look, the game's going to be in Philly. It's going to be a great, you know, emotional crowd. I think Philadelphia has a really good chance to win it. I think the line's going to be, you know, very close to like a pick 'em kind of game I think this is going to be a tight game. I actually think if I had to pick the game, I'd be on the Philadelphia side. I think we're going to get a great crowd. And I just cannot wait, Anthony. Again, the day that I'm not trying to be mean. It's not in my personality. But, gosh, when Ben Simmons comes back, I will personally, I don't care where I am, I could be in Timbuktu, I will fly in for that game. And I'm not a big proponent of booing players. That's not me at all. In fact, I don't like it. But this guy, with all the stuff he's done to the city of Philadelphia here, I just...
He's not going to play, bro.
Bring it on.
Honestly.
Yeah. When he comes back, I don't care if whatever team he's on, I will go to that game. And again, anyone who's not a Philadelphia guy, I can't.
We'll fly to the city because he won't come back in Philadelphia, that's for sure. Let's go Sunday, all right? Let's start Sunday.
Yes,
Eagles and Raiders. This is an interesting game. Raiders, a paltry 3-point line, which is pretty wild. I think they need to be up much higher than 3, but it's only 3. There will be a lot of Eagles fans in attendance, that's for sure.
It's interesting, Anthony. Look, again, this is a game a lot of my brother and a lot of the fellow pros who I talk to, I respect a lot, are on the Philadelphia side, and the line's gone from 3.5 to 3. I can't get myself there. I'm on the Vegas side. Look, I think Carr is a good quarterback. I think there's a big edge at quarterback for Las Vegas in this one. And Vegas, to me, look, outside of that one really bad game they had against Chicago, which they penalty-filled game, they were horrible. They couldn't get out of their own way. I just think they're a better team. I do. I know they don't have a true home field advantage. You're right. There's going to be a lot of Eagle fans for sure, Anthony. I agree with you. But I would look. I like Vegas here. I do. I think they're the better team. Interesting prop. A couple different syndicates. One put out over Miles Sanders 55.5. Then someone else came over the top and took under 65.5 Miles Sanders.
Wow.
I definitely like the under 6.5. I know Sirianni said he's going to make a real effort to get him the ball more. But I got to tell you something. I don't believe him. I just don't. I'm going to make, I just don't believe him. He's shown such a lack of willingness to run the ball that I would be on Miles Sanders under 65.5.
Wow. All right. Interesting. You know, I'm curious. Like, the Raiders defense isn't that good. So
no,
I got to believe that the Eagles can move the ball. Maybe the total.
I like the over.
Yeah.
It's 49, Anthony, and I think it's too light. I think it's definitely too light. I think both teams can score here. I think the Raiders are going to be in the 30s, and I think Philadelphia is going to certainly get in the mid-20s. And here's the thing that we've learned about Philadelphia, Anthony, like against Tampa Bay and Kansas City. They're the king when they're down of getting those garbage touchdowns at the end to make – I mean, that was an all-time cover last week. I mean, if you watched that game and weren't keeping track of the score, you would have said Philadelphia lost by 3 touchdowns. Somehow they covered the game.
Incredible. Absolutely incredible. I know there's a game that you and I both like. It's actually dropping. The Packers were 8.5. It's down here at Parks. How about that?
Again, one of the top betting syndicates again came in very, very, very strong on that game on the Washington side. But as long as, Anthony, it's above 7, you know, I'm definitely on the Washington side. I get it. You know, Washington's look bad or whatnot. But I think they actually do have the ability, Anthony, to score points. And Green Bay is one of those weird good teams to me where even though they have Aaron Rodgers, Davante Adams, Aaron Jones, I get it. I still always feel that they're very beatable, very stoppable. And I don't feel like they're a dominant team. And I feel like they're the kind of team that can lose in any given week, let alone cover. If they're going to have to win that game by double digits, basically for me to lose it, I think Washington's pretty live in this spot. And I think they keep it
close.
Yeah, I do
too. This is an interesting game. Ravens and the Bengals. Baltimore, which coming off the big victory over the Chargers, now they're giving 6.5 to Cincinnati, and I think there's a lot of people that would think to go in on Baltimore. I like the Bengals in this game. What are you thinking?
Yeah, look, I like the Bengals very much here, Anthony. I got to tell you again, season win total bet, Bengals over 7.5 is incredibly strong. And by the way, an incredible 10-star bet, whatever you want to call it. Cleveland Browns under 10.5 wins. Can't stress to you enough how much I love that bet. They have to go 8-3. They have to go 8-3, Anthony, from this point on. No freaking way are they going 8-3. Love. Yeah. Again, you don't use that word often a lot. That's a 78% winning bet or so, in my opinion. Love under that for that. But going back to the Cleveland, the Cincinnati game, Anthony, look, Baltimore, look, they had a great game last week for sure. And I was on the wrong side of that one. They really dominated the Chargers. It was a great win. They played a terrific game, and I give them a lot of credit. They kept starving Herbert on fourth down. But again, if I'm being fair about it, again, they got a fortunate win against Detroit, 65-yard field goal last play of the game. They got a fortunate game where Clyde Edwards-Helaire fumbled in the last player. They were dead to the rights in that one. And they got a fortunate win. God, Anthony, they had a third one. Help me out here. They had three wins where they were losing on the last play of the
Detroit.
Game. And they got a miracle. Detroit. There was even another one, though. There was three. They won the last play of the game. It was crazy. Oh, Indianapolis.
That was a miracle. We watched Carson.
They got three miracle wins. And I use the word miracle wins. This is a team that really, quite frankly, very easily, instead of being 5-1, could be 2-4. I think they're a little overrated. In Cincinnati, their metrics are great. I think they've been legit. Jamar Chase
is good, too.
Again, he's been great. By the way, he was getting around 3-1 to win Offensive Rookie of the Year. I think he's a prohibitive favorite. Really like that bet as well.
I love Jamar Chase.
He looks great. And look, 6.5 points, a lot of points. I think it's going to be a close game. I don't think this is, again, like your grandma's Bengals team. I think this is a good Bengals team. It's really improved. I think they're legit. I think they're for real. I think they keep this one close. I'm on the Bengals getting the 6.5.
All right, how about, let's keep it going. Kansas City and Tennessee, that line has dropped. Now it's 4.5. It's going to be a lot of points. The total keeps creeping up.
Yeah, again, Anthony, a large betting syndicate who I respect a lot just gave out, the line's going to go back up, I guarantee it. A large betting syndicate who I respect gave out Kansas City. Look, I'm on the opposite side on this one, too. It reminds me of the Eagles game. I don't see it with Kansas City. I got to be honest. I think they are living off of last year's success, the year before success, and the year before success on that. I just don't think they're very good. And I think they're hanging together by a thread. If they were to ever have an injury to Tyreek Hill, or I think the team would literally like crater. I'm talking have a losing record, that kind of crater. But I know as long as he's healthy and they have the great Mahomes.
No, baby. That I love Mahomes, man. I still love
amazing.
Him.
He's amazing. Mahomes is the best player in the world. I'm ranking Mahomes the best player in the world. But I think that their defense, in my opinion, Anthony, has just been that bad. They've been making more mistakes. I don't think they're the dominant team that they were. I think this is more of a 10-7 kind of team, not the 14-3 teams that we've seen in the past.
Right.
Again, I think it's more of a 10-7 good, not great team. And I think that while they're a little better than the Titans, I thought this line should have been close to the 3, maybe 3.5.
See the injury report? The Titans secondary is crippled. And you give Mahomes a chance to attack. I mean, and you're only laying 4.5.
I understand. I understand. But again, to me, I think that they could control. I think they could control the clock with Derrick Henry, shorten the game, limit the possessions for Mahomes.
Right.
Again, in most places, look, we'll see.
Yeah,
we'll battle on that one.
I'm on the KC side on that one. I will battle that one. All right, brother. Okay. So what else do you like? Give me some other games Sunday, and then we quickly got to cover college.
I happen to like Miami a lot in teasers. You can get them from going 2.5 to 8.5. Look, I actually thought they should have been a small favorite, in my opinion, against Atlanta. And I think that line is just, again, I had it the other way. So that is a game that I like. And, Anthony, this is everyone listening. I'm giving you a Joe Namath guarantee here. Sunday night football. Just go look at the weather report, Anthony. San Francisco, Indianapolis.
Yeah, there's a big storm.
50-mile-per-hour winds of gust. 50.
Yeah.
Again, I've never heard of that in my lifetime. Okay, 27-mile-per-hour winds sustained throughout the game and rain. This over-under is currently sitting at 44. This line will close at 41. Love the under. You're going to just bet it now. You could get a middle of 41 to 44. This line is going to crater. And also, Jimmy Garoppolo, Carson Wentz under 225.5 yards. You can give me a home in Josh Allen with 45-mile-per-hour winds. I'm taking the under.
I agree. All right, real quick, college, what stands, tickles your fancy?
Oh, God, okay, college. Anthony, I
got like
Wake Forest.
30 seconds.
Yeah, I'm going to give you Wake Forest -3. I think they're a better team than Army. I like Michigan under 51.5. I think that's going to be a very low-scoring game.
Michigan, right? You're Michigan, man.
I think Michigan's going to cover, but I also like the under in it as well. And I think that Boston College getting 6.5 against Louisville has value. My numbers made that a lot lower.
Sounds good, baby. Listen,
and Brian, I'll give you more. I like Tennessee against Bama.
Yeah, I like Tennessee, too. Tennessee, we talked about that offense is a lot better. It's a good offense, Tennessee, now. The change with the quarterback change.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Hey, Brett, great stuff as always, man. You're the best. We love you.
Appreciate you. Good luck, everyone out there.
Thanks, buddy. Here he is, Brad Feinberg, the betting analyst here at Parks Casino Sportsbook. Just remember, all right, all these games that we talk about, you could bet the Parks Casino Sportsbook right behind me. You could download it right to your phone. Go to parkscasino.com/PA. Use that promo code Fanatic. You'll get a risk-free bet up to $500. You got to be in PA. You got to be 21. Gambling problem. Call 1-800-GAMBLER. All right, now coming up, a real treat to dissect Daryl Morey, to dissect the Ben Simmons. It's going to be incredible. It's must listen. You have to listen to Devon, all right? Coming up next, he's going to bring you through the whole thing. Tyler, is he there?
I'm here.
I'm sorry.
I'm here.
I got to ask you.
Yeah.
I was trying to get out, but I'm like, I got to talk to him. First of all, you and I had a blast the other day covering you were down there covering The circus. Yeah. And you were fantastic.
Thank you.
Did a great job reporting live from the Sixers practice facility. Devon, I know you heard Daryl Morey on with Mike. What was your initial thought? Or unless you want to save him.
No, it's fine. Quickly, I just felt like, I think he, obviously, as you just mentioned when you started the show off, he cleared a lot of things up, didn't he?
Yes.
He decided to simply say, hey, while we're all speculating and people are, look, just get rid of him just to get him out of here. We can't take this any longer. He and the organization are no longer, they're not in the same places. The people who are thinking like that, where they just feel like they just need to move on and let's just get some players in here. No. The goal the entire time was to get a difference maker. Ben Simmons, when he is Ben Simmons, is a difference maker. And as of right now, he is not. And you're not just going to give him up. The problem, like we talked about on Tuesday, and everyone else sees what's happening. And at some point, once the league starts to play, which they have started on Tuesday, and figure out their rosters, see where they are, by the time we get to the 15th of December, when contracts are being able to move on, then some team will maybe look at a situation where they want to do that. Now, in that time, Ben Simmons might actually get on the floor because he has no other recourse here to go through. They've run out of so many. They've done everything, and they're bringing up the back issue. Like we talked about, is he going to be injured? They're bringing up the back issue. No, you can't bring up the back issue. Last year, you were fine. That back injury that you sustained before the bubble didn't affect you last year. What happened? And if you hurt your back before, guess what? You weren't at work. So you did that away from the office and away from the facility and away from work. That may not fly right now because I'm pretty sure that they'll argue that against anything with the Players Association stating that you have a back issue. Now, the mental part, the mental health part, if they go there, I mean, what are you supposed to do? We can't tell him that he doesn't have a mental issue. But, right. It's just tough. And sitting here, I love the fact that Daryl Morey just came on it and he was honest. And he told us what they were thinking and put us in a good place at least to understand where it is. Now, where they go from here as a team and how they play, that's unknown. They have a really important game tomorrow that is very exciting at the center to start off their home schedule against the Brooklyn Nets. But I don't know what else this guy can do. And I know you feel like I do about this one guy. Remember when Embiid, the first time during the first week of training camp, and he decided to kind of let loose a little bit, but still say he wanted Simmons back? Tyler and I referenced when Windhorst said, this is now a win for the Simmons camp, and it is a declaration of war. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, well, that's what happens when you're on the payroll. Like that dude. You want to talk about a fugazi. Listen, I'm done with all these people. I tell you, I did Keyshawn Johnson the other day.
Yeah,
Keyshawn,
I saw that. Yeah.
G. Will. Max. I'm done with them all. All right.
Did you get on J. Will? Because he was silly,
damn
too.
Right, I got on him.
Yeah.
Damn right. Hey, my man. Well, he's not a point guard. Oh, yeah. Well, what is he then, cuz? All right. What is he? Because he's not a stretch anything.
No.
All right.
That's what you just say. He's a basketball player, but he's a difference maker when he's on the floor. But their arguments
you're arguing all this nonsense.
Yeah.
I blame it Philadelphia.
No.
I'm done. I'm going to declare. Speaking of declaration of war, I'm ready to declare war. I want to dress up like with a Santa suit and go up to Bristol.
It's Halloween, eh? You can do that. You can do that. Listen, man.
Let's go, mother fathers. I take the ball on.
It's that's why. And you listen. We talk about Thursday being family game night. And in a situation like this, look, he made it clear for everybody to have their eyes on Philadelphia in this situation. So everyone has an opinion. But if you don't understand what's going on, then don't comment. Or at least do your work before you say what you're going to say. That's why a lot of times, when it comes from the outsiders talking about the things that are happening with the teams here locally and we're living it every day, stay out of family business because we know what's going on.
That's right.
We know what's going on.
That's right. Mm. That's right. Oh, you're the best, brother. I love you, man.
Oh, man.
I can't wait to run to the car and turn you on.
I'm already sweating now. I'm sweating already.
I love when you get heated, man. Do it up, brother.
All right, man. You got it.
Love you, buddy.
Love you, too.
Here he is, the great Devon Givens, coming up next with Ty. All right, everybody, have a great night. Watch yourselves. Be careful. All right? We love you. See you in the morning.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.